being worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No angel, no Nabi, no Wali, no human, no jinn, nobody and nothing in the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of being worshipped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one. La ilaha illa hu. Wahidun ahadu samadu alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Allah is the only one worthy of being worshipped. Pray two rakat tahiyatul masjid and sit. Allah is the only one who is worthy of being worshipped, and no one other than Allah is being worthy of worshipped. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not have to give reasons why Allah is worthy of worship, but for us to understand, there are three major reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of being worshipped. And they are Nawal, Kamal, or Jamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of worship because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nawal. Nawal is the granting of ni'mat. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who grants us anything and everything that we have and that we do. Pray two rakat tahiyatul masjid and sit. Two rakat tahiyatul masjid and sit. So what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us? You look at the first ayah of the Quran which was revealed, where Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Iqra, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. He said, read, in the name of the Rabb who has created everything. So read what? Because that by at that time nothing had been revealed. This was the first time. So read what? And why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying Rabbika alladhi khalaq? Because among the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many sifat. So Allah could have said, read in the name of your Rabb, who is Ar-Razzaq, Dhul Quwwatil Mateen. Or he could have said, read in the name of your Rabb, who is Malik Yawmiddin. Allah did not say that. Allah said, Iqra bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Rabb who created everything. So read what? Read the kainat. Sanurihim min ayatina fil afaq wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He said, we will show them our signs. Fil afaq, in the creation around them, in the world and the universe around them, wa fi anfusihim, and within themselves inside. Hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq. Until it becomes clear to them that this is the haq. What is this? The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So read what? Read the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation. Another dalil. What did Allah say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah said, in the creation of the day and of the إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ, in the creation of the day of the heavens and the earth, and the creation and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. آيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. People of intelligence. So we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to look around and see the signs of His creation. And why should we do that? So we understand the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I told you three things. Nawal, Jamal, or Kamal. Nawal is the granting of bounty. Jamal is the beauty and perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Kamal is the, again, perfection in what Allah does. So what are the signs of Allah that we see around us? Let me give you some examples. There is a little bird. Because my
brother Sheikh Faisal is here. Let me give you signs of things which fly. Yeah? There's a little bird which is about that big. You can hold it in your hand. And that bird is called the bobtailed godwit. The bar-tailed godwit. Birds are named by British people. That's why they have this funny name. Right? Bar-tailed godwit. That big. This bird does the longest recorded flight non-stop. Where does it go? It goes from Alaska to New Zealand. If you look at the globe, it's like that. Alaska to New Zealand. It does not refuel in midair by a tanker. It is not powered by GE or Rolls-Royce jet engines. One bird, that big. How long does it take? 9 days and nights. Just think about this. Subhanallah, I mean, if you just realize the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask a question, why does Allah need to create all this? There is only one answer. And why? So that we understand the majesty of Allah. Little bird like that takes 9 days and nights. What am I saying? This bird takes off and it's flying. The sun rises, the sun sets, the sun rises, the sun sets, the sun rises, the sun sets, the bird is flying. 9 days. It rains, the bird is flying. There is a storm, the bird is flying. There is snowfall, the bird is flying. It doesn't stop to eat, it doesn't stop to drink, it doesn't stop to rest. It takes off in Alaska and it lands in New Zealand. And it's not one bird which does it. All bobtailed godwits in the world do it. And from when have they been doing it? From the day Allah created them till when they will they do it? Till the day Allah decides to stop them. Now if you are still not impressed, let me tell you another story. And this is about a bird, one more bird, called the bar-headed goose, the Canadian bar-headed goose. The Canadian bar-headed goose takes off, goes straight into the atmosphere, hits the Gulf Stream current, which you know about, and takes off, travels 1,000 miles in 24 hours, 1,000 miles a day. What is the height? 33,000 feet. What is the height you fly at? 33,000 feet. So if you look out of the window, you see a goose, you are not seeing things, you are seeing a goose. Now at that height, you don't want to see a goose at that place, that is not a good sign. But 33,000 feet. What is the temperature at 33,000 feet? Minus 54 degrees Celsius. Same goose, you say, Bismillah, Allah Akbar, put it in your freezer, at 4 degrees it freezes. Same goose at 33,000 feet is flying at minus 54 degrees Celsius and comes from, again, from the north, from the Arctic Circle, comes down, some of them come to India, Bharatpur, some of them go to South America, some of them go to North America, and so on and so on. Bar-headed goose. If you are still not impressed, let me give you another example. This is a little bird, that big. The biggest, the Arnold Schwarzenegger of this bird species weighs 4 grams. To give you an idea what is 4 grams, a teaspoon is 5 grams. So this bird is less than a teaspoon. What is it called? It's called the ruby-throated hummingbird. Why is it special? Because a ruby-throated hummingbird migrates from South America to North America. And part of the migration, it flies non-stop across the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf of Mexico is 600 miles wide. The bird takes 26 hours. All of this has been measured. It's not my figment of my imagination. They have measured, they have photographed, they've got videos on this. 26 hours of non-stop flight across the open ocean by a bird which is the size of a teaspoon. Why? So that we understand the tafsir of the ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ. Which is the place to understand the tafsir of the Quran? Your Quran tajweed class or your tafsir class? Or your class in zoology and botany and physics and chemistry? Where? You know the problem of our way of education, whether it is teaching deen or whether it is teaching science, is we teach it as if the other one does not exist. We teach science as if there is no God, that is, as if there is no Allah. And we teach deen as if there is no creation. Subhanallah. Allah said, فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Look anywhere you see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Mufassirin have said, face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Who are the ulil albab? Who are the intelligent people? الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض. And what will happen? ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Who are the intelligent people? الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم. The people who remember Allah standing, sitting and lying down. First sign of intelligence is to recognize the Creator. First sign of intelligence is to recognize the Creator. Stephen Hawking says, when we discovered gravity, we do not need a concept called God. Is Stephen Hawking intelligent? According to the world, is Stephen Hawking intelligent or not? They say he's the most intelligent human being that exists on the face of the earth. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. He is less intelligent than a camel driver in Saudi Arabia. Because that man in the middle of the desert, he stands as Allah Akbar. Stephen Hawking has less brain and less intelligence than a simple camel driver in Saudi Arabia, than a simple man selling bananas in India, than a simple rickshaw man or an auto rickshaw man, you name it. Why? Because that man recognizes his Creator. أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. First sign of intelligence, recognize your Rabb. And then, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. This is the problem that we have, because we forgot the word wow. Allah did not say, أَوْيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. The ayah would have been grammatically correct if you said, أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ أَوْيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Ayah would have been grammatically, in terms of Arabic grammar, no problem. Correct. As a sentence, Allah did not say, أَوْيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah said, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Why? And those who do research, and those who make fikr, fi khalqi samawati walard. This is the beauty of the bayan of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything that exists and can possibly exist in the name of research and development and technology and discovery in two words. Yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati walard. When you approach education from that perspective, which is first you recognize your Rabb and then you look at the creation, what is the automatic result? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقُتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ. Automatic result. Oh, our Rabb, you have not created all of this in vain. This is not an accident. This did not just happen. سُبْحَانَكَ. The Jamal of Allah, the Kamal of Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanak. How do you translate Subhanak into English? Not possible. We make some translation. This is not. You have to understand the Arabic to understand the power of Subhanak. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Immediately the mind goes to the akhirah. What is the purpose? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing us His signs? فِي الْفِلْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِنَا. Why? So that we remember the akhirah. So that we remember the akhirah. So that we believe. By seeing what we can see, we believe what we cannot see. Why is it necessary to reflect? What is the point of fikr fi samawati wal ard? Why? Not in itself, not by itself. Because it will bring yaqeen. If you think about the ruby-throated hummingbird and you say, Subhanallah, 600 miles over the open ocean, one little bird like that, individual non-stop flight, if it lands, it is dead because it's not a water bird, it can't live in the water. 600 miles. We can't even walk 600 miles, forget about that. Forget about flying. Can we walk 600 miles? Can we say, okay, now I'm taking off from here, 600 miles, I've got to walk non-stop, 26 hours. God knows how many hours it will take us. The bird takes 26 hours. Allah Allah. But supposing we say, I'm going to walk 600 miles non-stop, no food, no water. That's what the bird is doing. That is what something which is 4 grams is doing. Now something like me, which has God knows how many kilograms, if I say I'm going to walk 600 miles, big deal. A little bird 4 grams has done it already, and they do it every time, every year, over and over and over and over. Even if I do that, it's no big deal. But can I do it? Can you do it? If we do it, we'll write in the world about it. We'll get a newspaper in the paper. It will be announced. We'll get a TV, interviews. Wallah, the man walked 600 miles without food and water. Little bird like that does it. What is it supposed to do for us? So subhanallah, the Rabb which created this bird and which ordained that this bird flies across that ocean, what does Allah get out of this? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala incapable of giving that bird food in South America where it lives? Logically, what makes sense? You got a little bird like that. What makes sense to me is, let it be in its own environment, let it be safe there, give it its food. How much food does a 4 gram thing eat anyway? Why must you make it fly 600 miles? And the actual migration route is 2000 miles. Part of it, that 600 miles, over open ocean. Why must this little thing be made to go 2000 miles in order to get food? For what? Allah cannot give it food where it is living? Why? I'll give you another example. The emperor penguins in Antarctica, at the onset of the emperor penguins eat fish. So if you are a penguin and you eat fish, where should you be? Next to the sea. That's where the fish is. Beginning of winter, what do the emperor penguins do? They take off and they travel inland. And they go up to 120 kilometers inland. And it's a penguin, it's walking. 120 kilometers. There, the female lays an egg, single egg. That single egg, the male stands like this on attention. The egg is on the feet of the male, and there is a belly flap which comes and covers the egg. So now when the male is standing there with that egg with the belly flap, it can't even move very well because the feet have to be together. If the feet come apart, the egg will fall on the ground, and minus 70, minus 80 degrees Celsius temperatures on the permafrost ice, the egg is dead in seconds. So to preserve the egg has to be on the feet of the male penguin with the belly flap on top. The female lays the egg and the female goes away. It's all facing inwards and they stand. They do nothing. How long do they stand? 2 months. Try standing for 2 months. 2 months. They just stand for 2 months, incubating the egg. Even more interesting. What are the atmospheric conditions? What are the weather conditions at that time? Gale force winds are over 100 miles an hour. Temperatures actual temperature is minus 70, minus 80. Because of the wind factor, chill factor, the temperature, God knows, is, we have no idea what it is. The penguins are all facing inward, standing there with the eggs on their feet. Now, if you are a penguin on the outside of the circle, where do you really want to be? On the inside of the circle, because that's the warmest place, yes? So if you and I are human beings, what would you expect to do? You would expect to do what people do, to kiss the Hajar Aswad in Al-Haram. You expect to fight your way through the crowd. And we are supposed to be the most intelligent people, yeah? You know what the penguins do? They don't do anything. Because the ones in the center of the circle, periodically they voluntarily come to the back, and the ones in the back voluntarily go in the middle. And once they go in the middle, they don't say, "Why, I got my place, now you can freeze." No, no, no. After some time, goes back outside, the one who's outside comes back inside. This shuffling continues to happen for 2 months while preserving that egg on the feet. Why? Why? Who is going to teach these things to us? Who is going to open the eyes of our people in our Darul Ulooms and Jamiat to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are reading the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And who is going to bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the chemistry class and the physics class and the biology class and the astrophysics class? Who is going to do that? Michio Kaku, who is a student of Einstein, wrote a book called Hyperspace on quantum physics. And in that book, Michio Kaku said that the opposite of the Big Bang, which is the theory where because of a Big Bang, all the universe is supposed to be expanding, he said eventually gravity will take over and we will have what is called the Big Crunch, which is everything will come together in one colossal explosion, in one huge black hole, and there will be complete disintegration and there will be total annihilation of everything which exists. And then Michio Kaku said a very interesting thing. Michio Kaku said that if humanity wants to escape this, then they must leave this particular time and space dimension and go into some other dimension. And subhanAllah, when I read that thing, I remembered the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what Michio Kaku is doing there? He is making tafsir of Quran. He does not know that, because nobody introduced the Quran to him. And the one who is reading tafsir of Quran has never read Michio Kaku. He doesn't know what the hell he is talking about, because he is reciting the Quran, he is looking at the lahan, he is looking at tajweed, he is looking at the tune. The Quran did not come for you to listen to the tune. The Quran came to go into the heart. وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. Allah said there will be doors in the heavens. Why do you need a door? For what? فُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. For what? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us out to the Maidan of Hashar. There's no annihilation. There's no escaping. In the Big Crunch, we will be called, and we will come out of our graves. Ta'tuna afwaja, afutihati samau fakana tabwaba. And then the conditions, wasuiratil jibalu fakana saraba. Same surah, just a bit before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have set the mountains as pegs, the symbol of firmness and permanence and strength. And the same mountain, وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا حَقَابًا لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْدًا وَلَا شَرَابًا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا. فهم إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا. Deny as much as you want. Deny as much as you want. Reality does not change because you deny it. If you stand on the top of the Empire State Building and you say, I do not believe in gravity. Gravity does not exist. And you take a dive from the top of Empire State Building, you will not go upwards because you don't believe in gravity. You will go down, whether you believe it or you don't believe it. You can make kufr of gravity. You can say, I am kafir about gravity. You can be the biggest kafir for gravity, no problem, boss. You will still travel downwards at a speed of 32 feet per second per second. And when you meet the earth, you will know that gravity is true. So you think if you sit here and say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not exist, Allah will vanish? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقُّ. You believe it or not, no, makes no difference. Reality is reality. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقُّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ تَخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا. If you're interested in doing something about it, work. And if you're not interested in doing something about it, إِنَّا أَنذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. But there is no point in saying it at that point. No point in saying it then. كُنْتُ تُرَابًا, no point. Nothing, that is not going to happen. That is not going to happen. My brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and I want to remind you that it is very important, it is absolutely critical for us to open our hearts to the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sink it inside completely, so that then obedience to Allah will become very easy. You know the problem, why we have problem with obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why we've got problem with usul of the sharia, why we've got problem about this and that and the other? Because the azmat of Allah is not there in the heart. There's only one reason. The azmat of Allah is not there in the heart. It is weak. Either it is weak or it is absent. If the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heart, and if with the azmat of Allah obviously comes the yaqeen of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comes the yaqeen of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then obeying Allah becomes very easy. Very easy. No problem at all. Because obviously every time you want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's only one issue, which is, do I please Allah or I please somebody, ghairullah? Do I please Allah or Ghairullah? Ghairullah is including ourselves or whoever. Friends, family, society, blah, blah, whatever. Why is there a confusion? Why is that even a question? Because وَقَالُوا وَإِذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Allah said, these people, they say that we are going to die and become one with the dust and then again we will be resurrected. They are asking a question. وَقَالُوا أَإِذَا ذَلَلْنَا. What is the A? أَإِذَا ذَلَلْنَا is what? Question. They are not even denying. Allah is not saying in this ayah, of course they are denying, but Allah is not saying in this ayah that they are saying this will not happen. No, they are saying, will this happen? What is Allah calling that question itself? بَلْهُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Allah said, they deny the meeting with their Rabb. A question about the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equal to denying that meeting. How will we reach a stage where even the question is not there? By looking around us. By making shukr of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have time for me to elaborate. Inshallah, when we have time, we will do that. But this is enough. By making shukr of the ni'mat of Allah, of what Allah has given us. And the biggest shukr we have to make is alhamdulillah, that Allah has given us iman, that we bow this head before Allah alone. This head has value. This was not created to bow before stones and rocks and imagination. No. Before Allah. You make sugar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to Him and to act more than we talk. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our deeds. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us, that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in a state where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka allahumma wa natubu ilayk. We take a couple of minutes for sunnah and then we do salah inshallah.